Hello there, my listeners. It's podcast The Duck Show and its presenter, Nazari. In the previous episode, I told you about my transfer, about my new football academy, and today I'm gonna tell you about my start in that academy, about my first match, about everything, how it started. It's episode number 11. Let's go! So basically, if we look back to the previous episode and look back to February 2023, when I just started training with Racing Academy, Racing Mechelen Academy, what was pretty interesting because it was my new big step, it was my new opportunity to show my skills, to show my progress in football, in Belgium football. And as I already said, it was pretty good. It was really intense because it's the new chapter is starting, the new season is starting. So we basically had to do our best to prepare for a new season that was almost in few weeks. So I get my transfer done, I get documents done, and I was ready to play. I was ready to train with the team and just to communicate as much as possible. So 2 weeks of preparation, and here I am in the starting 11 for my first match. And I wasn't that nervous as I was, for example, in KV Mechelen, because I knew that the level of football is a bit lower, so it's not that important. The result of one match is actually not gonna change anything at all. So we are comfortable, we are preparing. I came to the dressing room, just a few talks with my teammates, a small talk with coach about the game, about how I feel myself, am I ready to play, do I have any questions, do I have any help need or stuff. But actually my mind was already on the field, my mind was preparing for my first, for my best match, because it's my debut, it's my one of the most important games, because you have to show yourself as good as possible. You have to do a lot of work, do I guess twice more than your teammates to impress your coach, to impress your teammates too. So I've done a small massage preparation before the game at home, and we came up on the field warming up. Also a lot of communication, some laughs. So basically the atmosphere is totally different from the KV Mechelen ones, because here is it more entertainment than football, but then the passion to get the result, passion to win a match. It's more like, okay, we want to win, but we are not about to give all our energy to leave. We are not about to leave that on the field. So that's one of the biggest differences between the KV Mechelen and Racing Mechelen. And the match started. I am in start 11 on position, I guess, 5, so left back, and we won that match. The match wasn't that difficult for us, and I saw that the opponent's team was really confused, that they were not really prepared for us, they were a bit like too comfy. They were a bit, yes, shocked, because my team was really good. My team was really aggressive. My team was energized, and we had twice higher tempo, I guess, than our opponent's team. So basically everyone was comfortable, everyone was confident in that game. So it wasn't also needed to give all your, like, let's say 100% on the field. You just, it was the thing that was important, just to be confident and to play football. Not to give too much long balls, not too much, let's say, one against one place. So basically just passing, positional attacks, not that counter attacks, with the four men just running against other goals. So it was a regular game, and we were good prepared for that. And we won that match. It was like 3-0 or something. Everyone is happy, everyone's laughing, celebrating, coaches celebrating. And I actually can tell you why, because I just checked their position on stands, and that part of the season from September until like December, they were really low. The position was low. They were like in one of the last ones in that stance. So we basically had to change the position, and we were confident, and the coach was sure, because not only me but the other new players were really beasts, and we just wanted to win every match to get to the first place. And it really happened, because the second match we also won it with the big difference, like 3 or 4-0, and the coach was really impressed. He said that I haven't seen that progress in just in his whole coach career. So he basically created the perfect team to compete in that league, in that competition. And we did it actually week after week. We won matches, we showed good results, we showed our progress in communication, football skills, passing, tactical skills. So we basically were improving ourselves day by day. So before the vacation, before the summer vacation, we ended up on the second place. That was following me, good result. That was big improvement, big progress in the new team. And we actually knew that from the next season, we're gonna beat everyone. We are not gonna give any chance to our opponents. And to be that monster team, of course, we had to prepare for a new season. So during my summer vacation, I went a lot to the football field. I did a lot of running forms. I did a lot of technical exercises. I did physical exercises. So I tried actually to do as much as possible. I followed the, let's say, as we say it in Dutch, loop schedule. So basically it's running schedule. You have to run like three times a week, but I did actually more. I did like three times is a long time running, and like two other days I did like small sprints, and I did technical exercises with the ball around the corners and stuff. So I also try to work out in gym to get my body fit, to get just to keep my legs in that actual form, in that, let's say, shape. And it was really good. I saw the result within like 1 month of vacation. I just felt myself better, and I felt myself faster than I was like 4 months ago. And we were back actually in August, like the middle of August. We had a small competition, like preparation for a new season. It wasn't that good, but the, let's say, problem was that we played against a team with actual men team, so professional team that had like 20, 30 years old players who has more experience, who had like better communication, who had better preparation, because in that team they are more like family, they know each other exactly in small details. So it was really a hard competition, but we did our best, and I guess we were prepared for a new season, because just from the beginning we showed really crazy matches. We won matches. We were like the whole time we were in the first place, and we didn't felt our opponents. So we just were so good. We were so motivated and really ready to win every ball, to win every match. And I liked it. I liked that atmosphere. I liked that energy, that everyone is courage to win. Everyone is ready to run as fast as possible, to give their just 200% on the field. And maybe that's the thing that I play football for. Maybe that's it, just to enjoy, to make myself better, to keep improving myself, and to not to stop on one just position and look around and stuff. No, I want to improve myself. I want to help my team to improve their selves, to improve their skills, and just become the best team in our league. I can say that every match in our first part of the season was perfect or ideal, but we ended up first on the first position, what meant to us that we are moving up to the higher league. So basically we were unbeaten in our league, in that league, from the first part of the season. And then it was vacation, it was preparation, a bit recovery time. So we enjoyed it. We enjoyed the holidays. We spent a lot of time with families, just celebrating, enjoying and stuff. And then we had like 1 week preparation. Yes, we had just 1 week preparation before the start of the season, because for us, season started 8th January. Our first match was 8th January, and we started like 4 days before that match. So it was basically like 4th January, so 3 days after the new year. And it was crazy. I can say that we were really prepared for that match. But we are not the only team who are celebrating, who were spending time with families. And it was equal for everyone, I guess. But even though we won the match, we were better, we were actually more motivated, we wanted it more, and I saw it also in eyes of our players. They wanted to win, they wanted to start the new season even better than the previous one. So I was sure that we gonna be at that part of the season, we are about to be one of the best either. I saw it, I believed in it, and until now I can say that our performing is the best that I have ever seen in my life, in my football career. It's just, it's perfect. It's nothing more actually needed. So just basically, I love being here. I love being with that coaches, with that team, with that type of football and that European Football Academy. It's unbelievable. It's, as I already said in my one of the previous episodes, it was a big dream for a young and small Ukrainian boy. And that dream came true. And that's actually the thing, that the thing that we are living for. And I wish you all that your dreams are coming true and that your goals are becoming real and you're gonna get anywhere you want, just if you are motivated to do it and if you believe in it. So believe in your dream, believe in yourself, and just be the best. And it was my lovely episode 11. I hope you liked it, I hope you enjoyed my story. And there is only one episode left in my first season. So basically, we are coming up to the end of the football. And now I guess I'm not about to make an announcement about next season, what is it going around and stuff. But you can follow the Instagram of the podcast to see the news, to see the announcements about new season, about new episodes. I'm gonna leave the link below in that podcast, and I'm gonna leave the link below to my Instagram, so you can follow me, you can just put some likes on my photos. I love you all, I wish you all happiness, I wish you all peace, love, and be loved. It was The Duck Show, episode 11, and I see you all next week. Bye-bye.